This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم هذه كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We know very well that the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the cause of all happiness in the next life. And conversely, the disobedience of Allah is the cause of all sadness and wretchedness in the next life. So those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find complete happiness and contentment when they meet Him. And those who disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla and insist upon that is disobedience will be disappointed, will be when they will arrive on the Day of Judgment, when they will find punishment awaiting them unless Allah forgives them. What we miss is that the same conclusion applies to this life. That the source of all happiness and contentment is in Allah's obedience, and the opposite lies in Allah's disobedience. And that sin is the cause of so much misery and conflict and friction in this world, personally, privately, and communally. And we want to understand that whenever we commit something to upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the justification is, whatever the goal of that thing is, there's always a price to be paid, not only in the hereafter, but also in this dunya. And the first immediate effect of sin, when a sin is committed, is that it leaves a mark in the heart and it starts changing it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, أَيُّمَا عَبْدٍ أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. Whenever a person commits a sin, a black dot is left in his heart. And then as you continue to accumulate sin, the black dots continue to accumulate until they cover the entire heart. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says, كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Indeed, whatever they are doing of sin has overwhelmed their heart. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Indeed, they at that day, the day of judgment, they'll be separated from Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't look at them and they do not see Him. So the heart changes the minute that you commit a sin. The shaitan leaves a mark inside. And if you ask Allah for forgiveness, that mark goes away. But if you don't, you're witnessing the transformation of your heart. Iman starts diminishing until it goes away. And if a person asks himself, how was it that only a few years ago I was obedient, I was coming to the masjid, I had this hijab on, I would stay away from sin, I would read Quran and this and this and that, but today I can't do any of these things. I left many of these things behind. We say, note how you were with Allah Azza wa Jal and how you may have squandered the gift of Iman by disobedience. Because every sin that you're committing is a forfeiting of the prophets of Iman. Reading the Quran is a gift. If you can't, if somebody tells you read and you cannot, something is stopping you. As it was said to Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he said to someone, he said, I cannot, somebody told him, I said, I cannot pray at night. For Qiyam, قَالَ كَبَّلَتْكَ خَطَيَاكَ. He says, your sins have chained you. They are weighing you down. That's why you cannot pray at night. And Similarly, any other good deed that you say to yourself, I used to but I can't, there is a sin that is weighing us down. So a person who sins has to pay a price, which is that you are least motivated to pray, or to fast, or read the Quran, or to give zakah and sadaqah. And the disaster is that when somebody reminds you, you're not affected and moved by that reminder. When you see people dying right and left around you, it doesn't move you. When Allah tests you to remind you, it doesn't move you. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That is when the reminders of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they come to you, you become sick. You lose something dear to you. You're afraid that you're going to lose your job. Whatever lack of certainty and peace you have in your life is a message from Allah Azza wa Jalla to return to Him. These things happen, but they do not remind us to go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. They just simply make us sad and depressed. We think it's simply a worldly occurrence that only deserves a worldly remedy. We don't remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is asking us to change, and that is His message. But qaswatul qalb, the toughness, the hardness of the heart, doesn't even move us. How many times do we read the Quran, and how many khutbas do we listen to, and how many lectures do we attend, and how many of these things actually change us? Whereas they could listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam deliver a sermon, and they can give all of the money that they have. They can listen to the encouragement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they can give their lives for Allah Azza wa Jal. We listen and we listen and we listen, but the heart is irresponsive, and it's not responsive because we continue to disobey and upset Allah Azza wa Jal, and we think nothing matters. Nothing is going to change. I will still have my iman. If you want to understand part of the reason why there is increased lack of belief, whether in Allah Azza wa Jal or in Islam, where people don't believe in God anymore, it's because the whole world sins. The entire world is drowning in sin. And when you sin, you're not interested in the hereafter. You're not interested in piety. You begin to question the basics and the foundations of Iman. Is there a God? Is there a prophet? Is this right? Is this wrong? Because the heart itself is not the same heart. What you used to see as righteousness now is a burden, is backwardness, are restraints. What you used to see as lewd obscenity now is freedom. There are people who will defend lewdness and obscenity in the name of freedom. And you wonder, how could this be accepted? How could a mind, a sound mind and heart, accept that lewd, obscene, vulgar behavior done in public and admitted to in public? How could this happen? How could I accept sin? The more that you practice it, the more that you will like it, and the more distant that you will be from Allah Azza wa Jal. So sin is lack of iman, is the loss of iman, is the loss of belief. And add to that also, it's the loss of serenity and peace. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. The one who turns away from the remembrance of Allah, as Allah says in the Quran, he'll have a hard life. You ask yourself, why is it that people pursue and they run after the dunya? We do that because mistakenly we believe that that is happiness. We believe that if we become rich like they do, we party like they do, we travel like everybody else, if I have this big house, if I have this fast car, if I have the trappings of this world, that is the thing that is going to make me happy. And of course, comes with that is a host of other sins that need to be practiced to justify that. So if I drink like they do, if I become high like they do, if I have women like they do, that is happiness. Because that is what they present and they advertise. And they do, you go and you practice and you drink and you become high and you collect money and you stray far away from Allah Azza wa Jal and you Think, is this bringing me happiness? No, it isn't, because I still have this nagging feeling on the inside that this is not enough, that I'm going to lose all of this. So if you drink, you're going to drink more. If you take drugs, you'll take even more. If you sin, you will immerse yourself even in more sins until you become addicted to them. Until you ran away from being a slave to Allah, you become a slave to a sin. You can't let go of it. You can't let go of it because you think your happiness is in it. And even when you want to let go, that sin brings you back to it. Because you have become what? You become a prisoner of the shaitan. And we know that the road back begins with asking Allah for forgiveness. But because we have strayed so far, we don't even ask for it. We go to doctors and shrinks and psychologists. We tell them that we're depressed and we're anxious. Give us medicine. And they give us medicine that makes us even sicker. And we don't think that we should go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you see the effect of that as well in our own family. Because when you sin, Allah takes the barakah away. When you sin, Allah takes the barakah away. So you bring money, but the money goes away, evaporates, and you don't know where it went. You have time, but the time evaporates and you don't know where the day went. I couldn't do much today, or tomorrow, or the day after, or this week. Where is the barakah in time? In fact, where is the barakah in the family itself? Husbands fighting with their wives, wives with their husbands, parents with their kids, kids hating their parents. And you say, if we are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, if we do what pleases Allah, there should be barakah and serenity. We should be supportive of each other. What is it that we are doing or not doing because there is no so much contention in our families, that there is no peace in it? Are you in fact staying away from the haram, or do you bring it home? Are you reading the Quran inside your house? Are you praying together? Do you give sadaqah? Do you pray? Do you ask Allah Azza wa Jal? Or are you only focused on the dunya and what the dunya is offering you? And then you turn back and you say, where is the barakah? When you become it a sin, it leads to so many other sins and there is no end in sight. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا وَتَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٍ مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ كَأَنَّمَا أُخْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. He says, those who commit a sin, the consequence of that sin is another sin. And they will be overwhelmed by humiliation. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَجُعِلَ الذُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. He says, humiliation is attached and be upon the one who disobeys me. Subhanallah, man kana yuridu al-izzah. If you want honor on this earth, honor in your family, honor in your neighborhood, honor in front of your kids, it is with listening to Allah Azza wa Jal. And with listening to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that gives you honor and respect. So Allah Azza wa Jal says in the ayah, وَتَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٍ, they are immersed in humiliation. And when your companion is the shaitan and you listen to him, when you practice things that upset Allah Azza wa Jal, it demotes you. It demotes you first in front of your own eyes. I'm nothing because I'm constantly being defeated by the shaitan. You lose that honor also in the eyes of people around. كَأَنَّمَا أُخْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. Allah says, as if their faces have been covered with dark pieces of the night. And that is the darkness of sin. It's in the hereafter for sure. But it's in the dunya as well. That is when you bring light to your life with Allah's obedience, there's light on your face and light in your heart. And light in front of you and to the back and to the right and to the left. And when you need something, Allah answers your call. And when you bring darkness to your life, it will be darkness on your face. You may not see it, but others see it. There'll be darkness on your face, darkness in your life, darkness in your heart, darkness in your family. It's because you chased the angels of Allah and you brought in the enemy of Allah into your life and into your heart. Sin has a price. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to let us know what the price is and to help us avoid it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. The sins that we commit affect even our provision, our rizq, our salaries, what we can bring in. Allah عز وجل says, سبحانه وتعالى وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. The one who has taqwa of Allah عز وجل, Allah will give him an exit, meaning from any difficulty that they face, and will provide to them from where they do not expect. And the opposite of that is true, that if there is no taqwa in our lives, then there will be no exit. There will be difficulty, but no exit, no way out of it. And they will not be provided for. The rizq itself diminishes. So if you want to increase your rizq, you obey Allah Azza wa Jal. You want it to be blessed, you obey Allah Azza wa Jal. But when you disobey, the rizq, the provision diminishes. It goes away. Allah doesn't give you as much. And what you get has no barakah in it. So the 1,000 will be not 1,000 anymore. You'll spend it, but you don't know where it went. And that is not only true about the individual. That is true about all of this earth. Whenever we see things wrong on this earth, conflict, drought, tension, the potential of disaster, the potential of real destruction, it's not only geopolitical quarrels. It's not only that. There's a reason why people are fighting. There's a reason why there is tension. And that reason is that these people and all of us are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is barely the consequence of that disobedience manifesting in two countries wanting to bomb each other, two countries wanting to destroy each other, and the world embroiled in trouble. This is no coincidence. Allah Azza wa Jal says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that corruption had become widespread on earth because of what people are doing. Corruption means what? Any type of corruption, any type of wrong that you see is a consequence of what we are doing. Mujahid from the Tabi'een, rahimahullah, he said, the animals, when there's a drought, they curse the sinners of the children of Adam because they say, this is because of you. It's not because of the animals that we see droughts and lack of rain and death and devastation. The animals die, but when they die, they say, you sinned, and you continue to sin, and this is a reminder, but you don't look at it as a reminder. You're killing us, so you're killing the planet, and killing yourselves. And he said, they curse the sinning humans because of what they've done. And when you see people fighting as well, whether we are Muslims or not, how is it that we can't get along as human beings, or we cannot even get along as Muslims? It is because of that. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِّنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is able to send upon you punishment from above, or punishment from beneath, or turn you into fractions and sects, into people divided, so that you would hurt each other. That fighting is also a cause of sin. And that is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh humans, listen. The path that you are on is wrong. And if you do not change, you will harm each other and you would deserve that harm because you did not listen to Allah and you did not follow His book and you did not do what is best for you. And even within a family, that's true. If you want to have a better relationship with your spouse and with your kids, Yes, there are issues that need to be resolved. Yes, that is true. But the very first step that you need to take before you blame another or you ask them to change is say to yourself, am I being an obedient servant of Allah or not before anything else? Am I praying? Am I staying away from haram? Am I doing extra good deeds? Extra salah at night, extra sadaqah, extra and extra and extra until Allah forgives me. Because if Allah forgives you, He'll give you, by the will of Allah, the keys to fix your relationships. But if you're managing or you want to try to fix relationships before you are well, you will not be able to find the proper solution. So ask Allah, Al-Rabb al-Alameen, Arham al-Rahimeen, to cleanse us of sin and to make us of those who run away from it. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, do not make us of those who are addicted to sin. Do not make us of those who are used to it. Make what displeases you displeasing to us, and what is pleasing you pleasing us to us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, purify our hearts, purify them and cleanse them as you cleanse a white cloth from dirt. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to fill our heart with iman, with your love and love of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and fill it with the love of iman, the love of the righteous, and the love of obedience. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to give us bodies that rush to your obedience, the hearts that rush to your obedience, and bodies and hearts that run away from your disobedience. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to forgive us all of our sins. Grant us a sincere repentance from all sin unaccepted from us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins, the minor ones and the major ones, the private ones and the public ones. Make us, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, of the people of Jannah, not of the inhabitants of the people of hellfire. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fi الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونسألك اللهم الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك اللهم من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها ويسرتها لنا رب العالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأقم الصلاة.